Chapter 4. The Children's School of Dancing. The fossils started working very hard. At 9 o'clock, they began school lessons with the doctors, and they only stopped for 10 minutes for milk. At 12 o'clock, they had lunch, and then they went for a walk. At 4 o'clock, they went to the dancing school. There, the girls danced for an hour in blue dresses. Then they changed into white ballet dresses. On Saturday mornings, the girls had more dancing classes and singing and acting classes too. Posy was the best dancer, and Pauline did well in the acting classes. Nobody was very good at singing. One day, Madame Fidolia asked Posy to dance for her. Then she looked at Posy's feet and she smiled. She asked all the other girls to look at Posy's feet too. On the bus home, Pauline and Petrova laughed at Posy. "Posy Pretty Feet," they called her. Posy started crying. "Stop it, you two," said Nana. Pauline laughed. "Have you got pretty feet, Nana?" she asked.
"My feet aren't pretty, but they're fine for me," said Nana. "I don't want to be a ballet dancer."
They all thought about Nana in ballet shoes and could not stop laughing. After that, Pauline and Petrova forgot to call Posy Pretty Feet again. In December, the dancing school closed for Christmas. At home, Mr. and Mrs. Simpson helped the children. Together, they made paper rings. The doctors brought in a beautiful Christmas tree, and cook made Christmas food in the kitchen. The children could not remember a better Christmas day. Everyone ate a wonderful lunch together, and they played games all afternoon. At the end of the day, Pauline, Petrova and Posy were sad because it was the end of Christmas. Then, before bed, some singers came to the window and they sang Christmas songs. The girls went to bed happily after that.